Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of my podcast. This is Ruchika Gulati. I'm an English language trainer and a communication coach. I love helping people gain fluency, confidence and understand how effective communication takes place so that they continue being lifelong learners and continue improving their own selves. Because if we look at today, it is currently 27th of December. It's almost 10:30 p.m. at night. I'm recording this and this year is going to end. 2022 is going to end. And we are going to head into 2023, but there is this one thing I have developed within my own self, and I motivate people in my community, my speaking clubs also to develop, that is to just continue being lifelong learners, because there is so much to learn, there is so much to develop, that only if we can be lifelong learners, we can see the growth that we desire in our careers, in our lifestyles, in our families and everywhere around us. So I wish I keep on doing this. I wish I keep on creating more such podcast episodes for you all, videos and everything. Just make sure that you're connected with me on all the platforms, LinkedIn, Spotify, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube is yet to come. So YouTube is going to be launched in January, most probably. So yeah, this is the first time I'm revealing that in my podcast. So let's come back to the topic that I have for today. That is, of course, workplace communication, but under that specifically, how to handle rude comments at workplace, because sometimes we are undermined and underestimated by our colleagues and seniors. They end up saying things which are really hurtful, disrespectful, and which of course affects our self-esteem and confidence level as well. So what we can do in order to make sure that we handle the situation really well and our respect is also kept in mind by other people. So let's get into that. So the first thing is, whenever somebody says anything to us which is disrespectful, it could be in any manner. Let's say somebody ends up saying this to me, that this is your job and why are you not able to do that, or I'll go to somebody who is more competent enough in front of you, you are not being able to do this in the particular manner, are you sure your idea will work? I don't think it will work. So when we end up receiving comments like these, of course it hurts, right? It hurts personally, but at that particular moment, the first thing we got to do is, number one, accept the emotion that your body is telling you, or your body is reflecting in that particular manner. It could be the emotion of anger, it could be the emotion of sadness, it could be the emotion of frustration, and any kind of emotion that you're getting at that point of time. First thing you got to do is accept that and respect that emotion, because you are a human, you are bound to feel things, and it is not right to just neglect this part of you and not ignore this part of you. That is another thing we got to do. And when you accept this side of you, the second thing you got to do is take an objective approach instead of the subjective one, and look at it from a slightly rational angle and ask yourself these two questions. The first question is, okay, if I give a reaction to this particular person in a particular way, is there any risk involved in that? That means, what is the risk I'm taking by speaking up? If the person is your senior, if the person is your junior, if the person is your colleague, what can happen if you address this particular issue? Because when you start giving responses to people to the disrespect that they do towards you, they take it in a negative manner, and then they can take any sort of action against you. They can badmouth you, of course, when they have certain relationship, let's say with your boss or somebody who has a major role to play in your career growth in a certain company. And if you are reacting in a slightly negative manner, that can reflect in a negative manner on your growth in your career as well, and we don't want that, right? We want to have a good rapport with other people, so that people have certain things to say about us, not always positive, but at least not negative. So the first thing is to ask yourself, okay, what is the risk of speaking up? Will I lose my job? Will I lose certain things that I want? The second thing is, what is the risk of not speaking up now? Now, let's say I don't speak, considering these things, that the person might fire me, the person might take any action against me, the person might badmouth me. And if I don't take any particular action, what can happen then? Will I get even more disrespected in the future? Will more such comments start coming if I don't address that? Will the other person undermine me forever? Will they not give me the opportunities? What can happen if I don't speak up? Will my potential not be used to the extent it could be? What can happen if I don't speak up? And of course, the answers that you'll get from your own self when you ask these two questions, you'll be getting two different opinions. One part of you would say that, go ahead and speak against that person. One part of you will say that no, don't burn the bridges with that person, or it might lead to something that you would regret. So now you got to ask, which is more important? Which is more important? The fact that you want that particular job, you want that thing, and you don't have any other backup plan or any other opportunity in hand. So you might have to be ignorant towards this to a certain extent. And then if you feel it is getting completely out of hand and it is not at all something you can be ignorant towards, then you got to address that issue and you got to look for the replacement of that particular thing, probably in jobs in some cases as well. But that would be an extreme step. That would be a very huge step that you might take. So now coming to the part that, okay, if I want to address this in a polite manner, what can I do? There are two things that we can keep in our mind. So number one thing is, we shouldn't be using the word you directly while I am addressing this issue, or while I am telling the other person or making them aware that they did something or they said something which was slightly disrespectful. Why? Because if I point it out directly by using the word you, it will be slightly disrespectful to the other person, and at the same time it will come across as an attack to the other person and they might not be able to take it. So if I say this, that you were rude in front of the client in that meeting, that would be too direct and the person would not like that. The person would not feel like, even though the person is open to any sort of correction and feedback, and still they might not feel it if done in this particular manner. And if I end up saying that you never give me the opportunities, you always give the opportunities to the other person. So what happens when you start using statements beginning with you? It's like you are blaming the other person for something they have done, and nobody likes to be blamed. People are okay with getting corrected. People are okay if they are given any sort of feedback, but they are not ready to be blamed, right? So what we can do, we can go for the next thing, that is making sure that we begin our statements with I or it. When we begin our statements with I or it, we are no longer blaming the other person. Rather, we are just telling them or making them aware of the situation, that how did it make me feel, or how did it appear to you, the context. And we can actually say statements like these, that I felt slightly dismissed when you said that. I understand this might not be your intention, but this was slightly weird or strange to me. So this could be one of the statements. Another statement would be, it's slightly disrespectful to people when it is said that their ideas don't have any merit or are not helpful without giving any proper reasons. This is something that you can say when the other person says that, are you sure your idea will work? I don't think your idea should be relevant for this. So it's okay that if your idea does not get accepted or it is not too unique, but it needs to be heard, right? It needs to be heard. You need to be taken seriously and you are supposed to be heard by other people. So you can reply like that in this manner. Or you can say something like this, that I don't think I am being given the kind of opportunities that I would like. Instead of blaming the other person that I don't think you are giving me enough opportunities, you can say that I don't think I am being given certain opportunities that I would prefer to have in this role. So make sure that whenever you feel like blaming the other person, how you can turn around that particular statement and take it in your perspective. And because if you look at the perspective of the other person, nobody likes to be blamed. So nobody would like this manner. And even though you have a very valid point to say, it might get dismissed, it might not be heard, or it can go against you if you don't know how to communicate that, right? So in this episode, all I wanted you to understand is how there are ways you can say something which is slightly negative, or where you are pointing out the other person's mistake. So this way we can do that by revolving the statements around. So I hope this episode was a bit helpful for you, but don't forget addressing the risk as well involved when you do this. So make sure that there are no major side effects of this. But yeah, you cannot be completely ignorant towards that. So you will have to be the judge in that particular situation and take the action. So make sure that you listen to the other podcast episodes that I have as well, and watch my videos on Instagram, and I'll stay connected with you all. Stay tuned for more episodes, and Happy New Year if you tend to listen to this by any chance before 31st of December, or even in the first week of January. It would still be New Year, right? So bye-bye everybody. Thank you so much for listening.